Catherine Petrillo calling from Warwick, New York. I just wanted to commend you for the July 4th broadcasting. It was absolutely outstanding. One's pledge for the year was well spent just listening to what was aired on the 4th. They were, as I said, literally outstanding. The musical program, which took us on a musical journey through songs about America and the discussion with historians, it was just outstanding.
My name is Juliana Postgood. I reside in Schenectady County. This week on the roundtable, Joe Donahue interviewed the Independent Living Center of the Hudson Valley's executive director, along with another staff member. A statistic was quoted that a mere $500 is the amount that's spent by most businesses to satisfy ADA compliance. And later the same week on Morning Edition, a reporter stated the same statistic, but said an exorbitant amount of $500 has to be spent on each individual who has a disability. And it was interesting that the same figure was reported very differently. Satisfying ADA compliance means that everyone gets to participate.
My name is Martha Frame, and I'm from Warwick, New York. I wanted to respond to one of your panelists who suggested that in President Obama's speech at Dallas that it was easier to get a Glock than a book, and the commentator made an offhanded remark that he could get a book. He took that out of context. President Obama was referring to the lack of support for educational services for children in this country and that they don't have access to books and computers, and it's easier for them to get guns.
Barry Finley, Scotia, New York. I just heard Alan Shartok express what I think is the standard establishment liberal line, that Trump will appeal to right-wingers and increase military activity in response to ISIS. Let me offer a different view, which is that before Trump, Rand Paul and Bernie Sanders are the only ones who advocated a change in U.S. foreign policy by pulling back the military that we have around the world, which is the standard liberal view. Although he may go to the right on many issues, Trump has said that he is for pulling back the U.S. military, which, of course, the mainstream liberals consider isolationist. But in fact, this is far to the left of Hillary Clinton.
Susan Desjardins calling from Holyoke, Massachusetts. I just finished listening to Seth MacFarlane with the Boston Pops this afternoon at Tanglewood. And I was so impressed with his performance and especially his rendition of Old Man River brought tears to my eyes.
Paul Stewart. I'm calling from Albany, New York. I'm calling because I was very disappointed that Alan Shartok used the term race war in his commentary this morning. I don't believe there is a war between the races. There certainly is some conflict. There are obviously some class issues, some difficulties and confrontations. Calling it a war, I think, is a great exaggeration. And I think that if you look at the Black Lives Matter and all of the groups that are crusading against the injustices that are being pressed against the African-American community, you see a lot of whites in the picture. The whole matter is much more complicated than to summarize it as a race war.
This is Jim Keneally from Elizaville. I listened to Herb London's comments on July 13th regarding his presumption that Hillary Clinton has evaded prosecution because of her wealth and status. I find that darkly comical, given his position while the previous administration was in office. But the true irony is that he is correct. Hillary Clinton, George Bush, Dick Cheney, Karl Rove, and others have proven over and over that wealth, stature, and political connections trump, and I'm sorry for using that name or term, they trump the legal system every time. Herbie only assumes the role of cheerleader for his team, and that's what the Democrats and Republicans have become. Two opposing teams playing the same game. And while I appreciate his sentence construction, his message always sounds like, rah, 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 go team, go, just like Hillary's speeches. They're both driven by ego.